All right, Chase McNutt with head coach Derek Ott for Nowata. Coach, you guys got a dramatic big win for senior night in overtime over Apton, 66-63. You guys led by double digits in the first half. A little sluggish offensively in the fourth quarter. They kind of started really keen on Caleb with a box and one, but you guys were able to find a way to win. Michael Prince had a career high tonight, 11 points. Caleb had 29. Just a great game all the way around. I know maybe the second half might have gone the way not gone the way you wanted it to, but you come out with the win. Hard to complain about those. So what are your thoughts on that one?
Like you said, the offensively second half, it was kind of I don't know if it was sluggish or we just started missing shots and we started getting a few turnovers. They come out in a box and one on Caleb. And our guys got a little spastic at times. I hate to say that word on them, but we just kind of got too, like you said, Walgo, we got sped up a little bit. But I thought even the second half, we got the same shots we got the first half. We just weren't hitting them. So, I mean, and that's just part of basketball. You know, the momentum is a huge thing in this game. And we started to lose the momentum. And you know, they took the lead there in the fourth. And I thought, here we go again, because we've had so many games where we've gotten the lead and end up losing the lead and losing the game. But I told them, this is the first time I think that we've had a pretty good lead and lost it and still found a way to win. So, I was proud of those guys. They never quit. They always have a lot of grit, and we needed that game. We needed that game for a mentally side of it, and we needed that adversity, and it was a good game for us all around.
Well, there's two guys I want to ask you about. We've already talked about them, but Caleb and Michael Prince. And I know Ryan, he was back in double figures today for the first time in, I think, three or four games, so a good night from him.
Yes.
Really good offense when you needed it. But Michael Prince had a career high tonight. Came into this season, hit only four threes all year, and he made three tonight, scored 11, five huge points late in the game. Of just overall, what are your thoughts on him?
Oh, I love it for him. I'm not gonna lie, every three he hit tonight I got chills. Mm. Because I was so happy for him, because he that kid really does, he puts in so much time, and he's been so frustrated because he'll shoot it well in practice, he'll shoot it well after practice, it just hasn't relayed over to him, and I've told him you still gotta keep taking those shots and just shoot it with confidence. And so I'm really hoping that him seeing that go in tonight, you know, gets him springboarded into next week into playoffs and everything. And so And then Caleb Caleb does what Caleb does.
Yeah.
You know, he's such a leader, and he just wants to win so badly. And he's got so much grit and determination and just heart. You know, he's got heart. He's the heart of our team, really. And I'm proud of him. I was happy for him, especially on senior night right here, you know, for him to be able to have the game he had. So. Yeah.
Speak of the devil, too.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. It's all good. Yeah, Caleb, 29 points tonight, 904 career points here at Nowata. Now, depending upon how things shake out, if you guys do well these first couple games, you could get to the point where he could possibly hit 1,000. I know that's something he's thinking about. I talked to him a little bit earlier. Just what are your thoughts? I know you mentioned a lot about him just then, but what are your thoughts on that?
He and I talked about it probably around Christmas break, and I just said, hey, if you can continue you got a chance, you know, but we haven't talked about it since. I know it's in his mind, but I told him, I said, you just go worry about you, and I'll keep track of your points. I said, if you get there, I'll let you know, I promise, you know, and that would be huge for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that he probably ever thought he had a chance. Like, he's already surpassed what he totaled all last season by over 100 or so, and, you know, he's just, for him to make the change from a postman to, he's shooting at 45-46% from the three now after tonight, probably, and he's just, I'm amazed with him. And honestly, if he'd been playing that his whole life, I've had coaches tell me he'd probably be an All-Stater.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's that good. He could have been even better if this is the position he'd been playing. But, you know, he did what he needed to do for his team, and he's really made that transition easy. So,
yeah.
He's a great – like, I can't say enough about him, honestly.
Well, Coach, congrats on the win. It's a huge one, senior night, last home game of the year. And you've got one on Chelsea on Tuesday. We've already talked about that. But that'll be a big game for you guys heading into district play next Friday. So I appreciate you taking the time tonight.
Sure.